The power crisis in Gaza has been growing unceasingly due to the Israeli blockade on the coastal enclave. Gazans suffer from power outages lasting over 8 hours on a daily basis and shortage of fuel that is required to run the generators.
As a Palestinian citizen, I suffer from the power shortage. We spend most of our day without power. The children study under the candlelight. Many families were injured and even killed because of a candle catching fire or because of the generators. Until when are we supposed to bear all of this?
Gaza Electricity Distribution Corporation has recently released a statement saying the Israeli siege and the shortage of fuel has caused very limited contribution of power among Gaza citizens.
The deaths that have occurred in the last few days are not just tragedies. They are direct crimes because of the siege. There are still 1.6 million people here and they are under a military siege. That means that a lot of important goods are not coming in, and one of the most important is fuel for electricity. In April, there were three more children that were killed. In June, a mother left her candle by her three children in Derabella, and they were killed when the candle caught fire, and she went to discover their charred bodies. These are crimes because of the fact that they are denying people a vital human right, which is electricity.
Gaza's fuel shortage and power outages have led to a number of deaths. The most recent is the death of an entire family of six. The Dher family parents, along with four young children, were burned to death after their house caught fire by only a single candle. With six unemployed brothers, the family could not afford anything but a candle at the time of power cuts.
A candle lit in a dark night while the power was cut is the reason of the fire. In the middle of the night, we heard people screaming, "Fire, fire," but none of us could get inside. It was a massive fire. My brother and his family were all burned bodies by them. We could not even recognize them. All of them were burned to death while sleeping. I asked the international community to help Gazans because we do not know who the next victim would be.
Gazans call on the international community and the human rights organizations to take a step in lifting the blockade and allowing required amounts of fuel to enter the strip. The deaths caused by the Israeli occupation are not only from the bombings, but also from the restraints, such as using candles and faulty generators. The fuel and electricity crisis continues to carry on, worsening the humanitarian situation in the blockaded Gaza. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.